evening and welcome to We the People. On the program today, the Vasundhara Raje government in Rajasthan has put forth a controversial ordinance, one that now lays down a new law and says that anyone looking to contest local body elections at the Sarpanch or the Zilla Parishad and Panchayat Samiti level must have a minimum educational qualification. Class 8 pass to contest the Sarpanch elections and Class 10 pass to contest the Zilla Parishad and Panchayat Samiti elections. It's an ordinance that is already under scrutiny in the Supreme Court, with that case coming up on Monday, as activists and the state's opposition call the proposal elitist and discriminatory. On We the People today, we ask whether an educated politician is necessarily a better politician. If this is a law that applies to local body elections, why not to MPs and MLAs? TSR Subramaniam, let me start with getting first reactions from you. You often hear the middle class of India say, oh, if only our politicians were more educated. They're not so much referring to the local body elections, but to the MPs and MLAs. Now, education per se can't be something that anybody opposes. But for it to be a point of separating those who can contest from those who can't contest, next you'll say only educated people can vote. Is there any merit in this proposal?
Barkha, this can be looked at, I think, from different perspectives.
Yes.
If you probably want to look at it purely as a legal issue,
yeah,
there could be Article 14 problems here. It is very anachronistic that 70 years after independence, we are deciding whether our people should be educated or not. We have got RTE, we have got compulsory education. We now want everybody to be educated. And when the state demands that our representatives get are educated, at least show the flag. I have never heard that education reduces IQ or that education dulls the common sense.
But when the state has failed to the degree that if this ordinance goes through, just one statistics, it will exclude 80% of the rural population in Rajasthan from being able to contest these elections.
You are coming to the end of it, the argument now.
Yes.
My gut feeling is that it is an ill-conceived ordinance. My gut feeling.
Yes.
Therefore, for the wrong reasons, it will fail. For the wrong reasons.
You think it should succeed?
I think because we want compulsory education. We want for family planning, for removal of poverty. All over the world, the mantra is educate the women, educate the men, and therefore that is a vector
for
progress.
So you're saying it may fail
and
for me.
We are now saying that for our legislators, we should not. Second point is, don't confuse the legislator with the implementer. Here, the sarpanch is an implementer. He signs, he approves. The fastest growing millionaire class in India is the panchayat secretary, thanks to Manrega 2-3 years back. Now, the minutes are signed like this. And therefore, if you
require... But I say education equals non-corrupt and uneducated equals corrupt.
What you are saying is, we don't need your chief secretary to be educated. You can use common sense.
What I'm interested in knowing is getting reactions from both the central BJP and the Rajasthan BJP to see if actually there's a synchronicity of views. So GVL Narasimha Rao, is this a proposal that you think is so good that it should be debated in parliament and maybe the laws changed for MPs and MLAs? Or is this for the poorest section of India, which is the rural population of India?
I see this as an initiative at the state level.
Yes.
Taken by the Rajasthan government.
A good initiative or one that the party
disagrees? I think it's a novel initiative.
A novel?
It's a novel initiative.
Okay.
I hope it succeeds because there is no class bias in this. No section of the population, be it the scheduled caste, be it the backward caste, be it women, none of them get eliminated because there are already reservations for all these groups within the panchayat
That's
elections.
Not true. That's not true. If this is a rule, there won't be enough women contesting. 95% of women will be excluded.
Barkha, please
from the
understand
process.
Any ward reserved for a women category will still have to be contested by only women. But only qualification now is they must get a minimum level of qualification.
Okay.
It's a novel idea. But I hope this also becomes an aspirational idea for people who want to participate in local democracy to really go and educate themselves.
You're saying it's an incentive for education.
It is an
incentive. You're calling it
but
an incentive
let me
for
just
education.
Draw one okay. Just one more point.
Okay.
I think let us not draw parallels between the state and central levels and the local level, because at local level you already have certain conditions laid out. Two-child norm is being implemented in a host of states and most of them
states,
are a number of them are Congress-ruled states. So where anybody who has more than two children is ineligible to contest. So why have that? That also is a restrictive idea.
Okay, Dr. Joykumar, take that up. Is that comparable to this proposal
or ordinance?
It's not even a proposal. It's now law at the moment.
So, Barkha, I'm not going to bypass it, struck down
by the Supreme Court.
I'll definitely come to it, but I need to. You know, when I was hearing Mr. Subramaniam, everybody say that, you know, it scares me, because what you're saying is if you get 85% of the people in the general areas, and as far as women, 95% of the women cannot be candidates for the panchayat election. Whenever a political party does anything, then don't take them on face value. So there is an agenda to acquire political power by ensuring.
That's and, as good for and the it's Congress obvious. As it is for
so,
the BJP.
So this is what scares you. You know, through subterfuge, you're going to pass legislations, ordinances, get rid of 95% of the people who can stand elections.
But answer his point that the two-child norm has been pursued in Congress rule states as well.
Again, you know, the two-child norm also fundamentally, as a today we speak as a principle. You put the blame on the women. See, the fundamental issue is that the women has no control on the two-child norm. So if you're going to say that one bad act makes two bad, you know, the other thing right, I'm not going to get into the...
So what is your specific opposition to this ordinance?
My specific opposition to this whole thing is, first of all, it removes 95% of the women to fight elections. It removes 82% of the people in general areas to fight elections.
Yeah.
It has been done just to acquire political power because it's not politically convenient. Tomorrow we will say in this area you need PhDs. And the Wall Street crisis and the global crisis got because of very educated people. I've been in the parliament and some of the most dishonest guys are highly educated.
I think so I'll allow Mr. Subramaniam so a quick rebuttal and then I'll come to take it to Gurcharan.
It's ridiculous to say educated people
I get your point. Were you conflating
education or uneducation?
Those who are educated are more honest. Is that your argument?
No, I'm not.
To the overnight millionaires and the embezzlement of funds.
Dishonesty, like so many things, is education neutral. I think it is part of the genes. I mean, I don't think we should confuse the issues here.
Okay.
I don't think we should confuse the issues here.
Yes.
But in this particular case, what are we arguing here? We are now saying that this is a national requirement. It is an executive. That person has to sign papers. You are asking, he's practically an employee. Once upon a time, the sarpanch had no role to play. With new action in our Panchayat Raj Act, they are being involved in nearly every development activity.
But you could change their role instead of excluding them from the process.
They are now employees of government.
Okay.
And we can't have an employee who is illiterate. That's
so again, the intent is to ensure people who are not convenient to your political system don't get it.
Okay, can we move on?
This is not a new idea. This was debated in the Constituent Assembly, whether there should be any education qualifications for our legislators.
Yeah.
There was a letter written by the first election commissioner to Mr. Nehru saying that he believed there should be some education qualifications for legislators. And Jawaharlal Nehru wrote back to say that he did not agree. I mean, I can understand what Mr. Subramaniam is saying. In principle, we do want educated legislators. This is an executive role.
Yeah.
But we have learned in the business world that leadership is more correlated with determination than with intelligence or education.
So is this a proposal you support or you oppose?
I oppose it. But I also feel that this is complex because the role of the chairperson of the panchayat has changed from Mr. Nehru's time.
Okay.
Also, you know, we had a PhD, we had a prime minister with a PhD in economics who turned out to be a failure. Hmm. And the Indian people decided to bring in another person with far less education, but with far more determination. So it's complex. It's not whether I agree or do not agree.
You agree with the idea behind it, but not the way it's being done.
Yeah, I do believe in the idea, but the Democrat in me will say that I will not agree.
He's playing it.
So let's do some tests.
Ajoy, you're saying he's playing it both ways?
Absolutely safe.
No, but I have to finish my point. The point is, we need information. Do research between people who are legislators with education versus with not with education.
Okay. Can we,
and who performs better?
Can we bring in Sidhi Kumari, who's a BJP MLA from Rajasthan? Now, the opposition has pointed out, and as have the activists, that 23 of the BJP's own MLAs have not passed Class 10. On the ground, what is the political thought behind this proposal?
I think it's a very profound thought over here.
What is it?
And the point is, the education is the key. And that is the reason this sort of a amendment has taken place. If you were to look at the history, there are several people who have reached the parliament through the panchayats. You have Shankar Pannu, who was the Zila Pramukh in Ganganagar. He's reached the parliament. There is Tarachand Bagoda. He's Zila Pramukh of Dungarpur. He's reached it. Like, you have to start the role somewhere of education. Being an MLA second time, I already feel that, you know, if I was, you know, meeting a little more educated people, my implementation would have been faster.
In the MLA, I realized level of efficiency or competency
absolutely.
To your ability
and
to
the
deliver.
Demands of the people, they're as uneducated. I feel that, you know, I want to like irk them to say or tell me some demands, but the demands don't come.
When this case comes up in the Supreme Court, is the argument, as TSR says, going to be a legal one? Or is it that you oppose this in principle?
It will obviously in court be a legal argument. What is important to remember that the Indian Constitution is also a philosophical document.
Yeah.
It actually enshrines what is the nature of democracy we are talking about. Yeah. The reason why we have filed this PIL is because this is actually not only elitist, but an anti-people, particularly anti-women, anti-Dalit, anti-Adivasi, anti-poor. Data of the 2001 census shows that 95% women in rural Rajasthan are today uneducated. You can put a reservation, but who is now going to be in that seat of reservation is not going to be a woman who is a poor woman or an Adivasi woman, etc. In democracy, you are saying who is going to govern? Who is going to be part of this participatory democracy? Yeah. Let us go back to why was the 73rd Amendment made? In fact, if anybody was to read the Statement of Objects and Reasons, the first paragraph says, these institutions are not viable in India because there is insufficient representation of SC, ST and women. You are excluding those categories.
Yeah.
There is nothing to show us that women sarpanches who do not have school leaving certificates have not performed well. In fact, some of them have been applauded and have been rewarded by the UN and others. We have seen the right to information emerge from the villages of Rajasthan, and we are being told people are not making demands. Everybody is saying, of course, education should be there.
Yeah.
Who is to provide education?
Let GVL come in. Then I'm going to go to Rohini and Kavita.
No,
GVL, quickly.
I think there are.
When you say it's a novel idea, when Siddiq says, education is key, the fact is it's a collective failure of the country.
Let me clear this confusion.
Yes.
That there is no bias or against a particular caste or community. How is it anti-Dalit? Please explain to me. How is it anti-Dalit?
Because the largest number of uneducated people are Dalits.
I think any ward reserved for a particular caste cannot be filled by any other caste. There is no class bias
now.
You can't bend the rules of
That's where the problem is. So you won't get out of all the Adivasis or scheduled castes or tribal women, you'll only get a particular people who are. And that's where the Panchayati Raj Act came.
That's how your reservation system happens.
Let me complete. Just one second.
Sorry.
So the issue is that in 1970, there were these village interested parties, there were a few powerful people, you're going back to it. And what's interesting, in countries like England, there were property rights. America had no women voting. We are going backwards again.
Congress states, Ajoy, have also discussed this proposal. I know Maharashtra has at some point. Andhra Pradesh did at one point.
Even Rajasthan. Sachin Pilot. 3 days. 3 days before ordinance was passed. Ashok Gehlot government.
Can I ask one question?
Let him just make his point and then you can ask the question.
Ashok Gehlot government wanted to moot the same proposal. It's all there in the media reports. Sachin Pilot welcomed it 3 days before in a Hindu news report. He writes in the Indian Express editorial saying, I oppose it.
I need to move on to others.
One very short point.
I've got to move on to Kavita and Rohini.
The people of this country, particularly the poor, are not a football between Congress and BJP. My question to the BJP is, why an ordinance? This is a surreptitious, devious method of excluding people
from
democracy.
Quick response, and then I want to bring in Rohini Pandey. Yeah, come on.
One, I think...
Why an ordinance? Why couldn't you wait? Why couldn't you debate it in the assembly? You have the majority there anyway, so you could have passed a law if you so wanted.
Personally speaking, I think it should have been brought in as a law.
Yeah.
And it could have easily been done. We have a brute majority in the state assembly. I'm saying there was no need. But that's the technical point.
Rohini Pandey, Harvard actually produced a paper that looked at how delivery systems work and do they change, does the efficiency change if the representatives at the local level are more educated. And a paper that you advised on did find that in fact there is a correlation between education and the efficiency of the public delivery system. That's the argument I'm hearing TSR Subramaniam make to say this is a good idea. It'll fail, but it'll fail for the wrong reasons. Yeah. What have you and your researchers found on the ground?
Barkha, I think education
is a very important thing. It's particularly important when you take something like the panchayat and make it largely an implementation institution.
Yeah.
But I think what's getting mixed a lot in that is education doesn't come alone. There's other characteristics like gender also matters. So in a different study, we also find that women often turn out to look less corrupt. Mm. They also turn out to make very different decisions. And so you can't take one single dimension and say we care only about education.
But do you think there's some merit in saying that therefore you could have changed the executive responsibilities of the sarpanch if need be, instead of removing them from the entire process of being able to contest?
Absolutely. And I think there are examples, especially as we see more and more, for instance, the use, for instance, of unique ID or bank accounts where the money is now going directly into accounts rather than actually needing the sarpanch to clear accounts, that you are moving towards a system where you can try to say that the Pradhan goes back to the role they have. One thing that is getting missed out a lot in this is we are putting a lot more money through the rural system. We need to recognize the fact that this is going to require us to have good administration.
Yeah.
You can't take a political position and say they have become administrators. You actually have to find that administrator and you have to implement it.
Kavita, as somebody who signed the letter opposing this ordinance, do you believe that there is some merit in what Mr. Subramaniam is saying, that you can't say education is not a virtue? So, I'm giving the contrary in argument. Are we being too politically correct here?
Nobody is against education, schooling. Let's differentiate between education and schooling.
Yeah.
Because a lot of those sarpanches are sitting,
are
highly educated, never been to school.
Yeah.
So, let's first distinguish in this whole debate, we are collapsing and this is wrong. So schooling, formal schooling, your state only takes responsibility in 2010. So you cannot try to push it before 2025, number one. Number two, are we trying to say that quote-unquote illiterates or under eighth past, fifth past, etc., don't need to be represented? And my last point, they wanted to bring this particular law. Why was Madam Vasundhara Raje scared of a public debate within our own party?
Siddhi Kumari, let her respond to that. You've raised so many points, I won't remember them all. Siddhi Kumari,
I want to tell you, it has unanimously passed.
What is the intent? What is the intent?
The intent is very clearly to work only with the elite rural class, because say for example the Mev community, they are in 8 tehsils. You will not find 21-year-old and 8th pass. You're going to have them not at all.
I want a quick
the opportunity
on this.
To contest.
Why not a public debate? Why not an assembly debate? Forget a public debate. A debate
there was
assembly.
There was no question of that, because it was everyone was incongruous. You know, like they were asked. Everyone was understood.
There's not a way.
All the members know about it.
Democracy has a process.
I feel that
I'm telling you,
the queen feels that you should pass ordinance. The queen feels that we should change the setup.
No, that's not true.
That's not fair. You're personalizing her comment. That's not fair. Okay. 1 minute.
I said that's how Congress.
1 minute. I can't follow all of you because you're all speaking
a
together. 1 minute.
Session,
yes.
For the judicial ratification of the judicial appointments bill was called in September. They could have
Get me in a part of this for a moment. I've got to move on.
And just one last point.
Yeah.
This is not an ordinance or this is not a law that immediately that you say you implement and you wipe out illiteracy. It requires time.
Okay.
Siddhi,
I must ask you again.
And the bureaucrats.
Kavita, I have to interrupt you. I have to interrupt you now.
I'm a citizen. I'm a citizen.
Okay.
But I'm not a bureaucrat.
Bureaucratic minded.
Kavita, you made your point. Now please calm down.
By law, Kavita,
I'm requesting you, please let other people speak now. One minute, Ajoy. I think you've all had your say. We've got to let other people speak. Siddhi, complete your point.
It's a very basic thing. Education is the key, and therefore Rajasthan
please
is implemented.
Let's see how it goes.
Let's see what
let's
the
record. Let's eliminate 80%. I don't think so. Can we let her speak,
Kavita? We must allow her to speak. Yeah, but she's
I'm being absolutely honest. I work
then
there.
You're very biased. You have an idea.
I don't think so. That's not true. I think it's a new scheme. It's Renaissance in Rajasthan. Let's see how it goes. And I'm very hopeful it's going to
go well.
Okay,
now you've all spoken. TSR Subramaniam, any quick rebuttal before we hear from these women who are actually sarpanches who are going to get disqualified by this ordinance?
I have only 3 sentences.
Yes.
It is a sad day that 70 years after independence, we are talking about basic education for our people, number one.
Yeah.
Number two, if the, you want the people to be educated, but you don't want people's leaders to be educated, I think again it is illogical number two.
Schooled.
Please, please don't interrupt me. You already insulted me, don't interrupt me. Number two.
I have not insulted you.
Please. Number three, we are now again confusing between a legislator whose role is different, between an executive. We have had a sea change in Panchayati Raj in the last 70 years.
Yeah.
Whatever is being done in the state and Delhi are now being done to be sought to be done there in about 20 different fields now.
Okay.
The sarpanch has a huge role and all the money.
But
in the district,
saying maybe that
and
role
therefore
could change
it is important for that person to be, unless we take the position, government servants.
Okay, I'm seeing a lot of hands go up, but I think you've all had your say. Let's hear from the women on the ground. नौरती जी आपसे शुरू करूंगी आप okay. कहाँ की सरपंच
मैं राजस्थान के अजमेर जिला है और हरमाड़ा हमारी ग्राम पंचायत है
आप कभी स्कूल गई
मैं स्कूल नहीं गई मैं 81 से जो भी शिक्षा का काम है और मेरा दिल के महीने में स्कूल में नहीं गई बट मैं पढ़ाई लिखाई का एक दायरा पकड़िया और मैं आज के 15 साल पहले मैं कंप्यूटर सीखा और मैं 700 महिला को एक कंप्यूटर सिखाया और आज मेरी पंचायत का मैंने मैं दावा करके कहती हूँ कि मैं डेटा फिट करती हूँ नेट खोलती हूँ प्रिंटर कार्ड मेरे पास में डिग्री नहीं है मेरे को अनपढ़ कहते हैं
ये जो कानून आया है और आप नहीं अब लड़ पाएंगी दोबारा
नहीं मैं लड़ूंगा लड़ूंगा
आप नहीं लड़ पाएंगी अगर
नहीं कानून नहीं मैं कानून दिल्ली का मैंने लड़ाई लड़ूंगा और मैं पंचायत में जिला प्रमुख में कहां पर भी हमारी सीट आएगा मैं लड़ाई लड़ूंगा और इसी का खंडित कराती हूँ कि आठवीं पास का लागू कैसे कर दिया एमपी का लागू क्यों नहीं किया क्या है ये सरकार है हमारे लिए शोषण करती है
Mr. Rao, you know, I think she speaks for herself. And I hope it leaves you a little bit speechless on this audience.
No. And let me also say, there may be many postgraduates who cannot do basic things, may not have learned anything in their education. So I'm not taking any side on this. But you have to have, when you want to aspire for building your leadership, grassroots leadership,
I have
certain concerns about its implementation, whether certain communities you will get enough practicality of this idea. We will
see.
So
you agree with the principle but not necessarily with the specifics.
One more sentence, Barkha.
You said it was complex. But you have Narati there saying, I can be an administrator. I quite computer skills. A lot of skills are vocational. They can be acquired. You don't get them by passing class 8 or class 10.
We have learned the same thing in the private sector. The best CEOs are not the best educated people. You know, companies make this mistake all the time. You'll get a resume of somebody who will say IIT, IIM, Harvard Business School. We'll say, let's take him. And we'll find after 2 years that the fellow, all he does is produce a great report. Why has Rajasthan government done this? I mean, we should be, they're criminals in politics, for God's sake. We need to fast track those people.
Okay, can we hear from somebody else now? We've heard from one of the women. Let's hear from one of the men. I have Ladu Ram here. Aap kahan ke sarpanch hai?
Garam, mera naam hai Ladu Ram aur Garam Panchayat Kiari Panchayat Samiti Kotada Udaipur Jille ka.
Aap Adivasi area se?
Abhi ST se hun, main Adivasi area se hun. Aur main is Panchayati Raj ka jo kanun badla hai, शिक्षा की बात आई तो अच्छी बात है टॉयलेट की बात आ गई बच्चों वाली बातें आ गई अब हम ये चाह रहे हैं कि विधायकों के लिए एक एक दर्जन बच्चे पैदा हो रहे हैं उनके लिए प्रतिबंध नहीं है और नीचे बिल्कुल जो गरीब जो लोग हैं उसमें ऊपर आप कानून थोप रहे हो मेरा सवाल ये है तो लोग अभी भावना है कि इस कानून को शिक्षा की बात करो शिक्षा को लागू करो उसके बाद इस कानून को तुम लागू रखो
Correct.
हम नहीं कहते गांव के अंदर स्कूलें बंद हैं
आप कौन सी क्लास तक पढ़े आप
मैं आठवीं फेल हूं और सातवीं पास हूं
तो अब आप जिला परिषद में नहीं लड़ पाएंगे पंचायत समिति में नहीं लड़
पाएंगे कानून बन गया तो कहां लड़ पाऊंगा जब वो दसवीं सारे
And Barkha, 17,000 schools have been closed in Rajasthan in the past 1 year. 17,000 schools have been
closed. मैं आप आप सभी प्रतिनिधियों से सवाल करना चाहूंगा, आदिवासी ट्राइबल एरिया के अंदर कितने लोग परसेंटेज पढ़े लिखे हैं, ये सर्वे करें, उसके बाद इस कानून को लागू करें।
Okay, Vrinda Grover and then Rohini Pandey. Vrinda, go ahead.
I think it's a very sad day that after 70 years, governments across the country are not providing education to the people. You cannot, the state cannot take advantage of its wrong. This is a backlash ordinance. They want to now impose an elite agenda. They want to take away power from the people.
Okay, so, Rohini, you want to come in?
I just want to quickly say one thing. I think one argument that I've heard a few times is that this is an aspirational law. In the data, what we see is actually often the opposite. People who are not very educated recognize the importance of education and the things they're excluded from. So in the data, for instance, when we look at educated men and women, you actually see things like the gender gap in education goes down when you have female leaders irrespective of education, because they particularly recognize the importance of education. This is a very loose argument to make, and one that we don't see in the data.
Respect, we should not overgeneralize these research findings now. These very highly complex socio issues in rural areas, you can't go to two districts.
Okay, Gurcharindran
Ajoy. No, I want to ask Rohini a question. She obviously has some data. Is there any data which suggests that somebody who has education does is more effective than with less education?
I think that is what
there is some evidence that, especially when you come to more administrative roles that Mr. TSR is talking about, for instance, in things like payment delays in NREGA or expenditures, you see more. But this is exactly the point, that there are many things that a leader is doing right now. So you can't pick one, like say administration NREGA, that's more important, for instance, than what you choose to invest in, or education. I think certainly in Rajasthan, a key thing is that Rajasthan is the last in female literacy. It's number one in the gender gap. And I think that's the reason why gender is repeatedly an important issue.
Okay, Ajoy,
the fundamental issue is, what is it as Indians and the philosophy of India, inclusion, getting as many people into it, not letting anybody behind.
But you want to respond to the BJP argument that the Ashok Gehlot government wanted the same proposal.
I think again, you can say something and without documentary evidence. So, first question. So I'm not going to get into that. But the fundamental issue, like what Vrinda said, what does the philosophy of the constitution stand for? Get everybody, the idea to include everybody, the most marginalized community, women and Adivasis, should be included. What are we saying? Education,
okay,
qualification,
get involved. And then I want to hear from from a Sarpanch who actually has sort of a complete schooling and college and degree, and did that make any difference to her experience?
Yeah,
but
this ordinance, this will not in any manner militate against inclusion or militate against any reservation. One second. Let me complete my point.
Please allow me.
Because there, even by a remote stretch of imagination, it hurts the interests of the marginalized sections.
She cannot contest elections.
Well, no, I'm talking about a group as a whole. If it militates against even marginalized sections, I think we would certainly not support it. But it does not.
But
it
in only, real terms, it will.
It does not. It's only education.
This is a very fallacious argument.
Adivasi or scheduled caste who's got the
can we hear from Aarti and then Kavita, you can speak after that.
That is the issue.
Okay, we've heard from women and men who were not able to complete their schooling, dropped out before class 8, Norti never went to school. However, let's hear from somebody who has a different experience. We have Aarti here from Odisha. She's a sarpanch with an MBA degree, used to be an investment banker. Do you feel that education made a difference? Aapko lagta hai ki degree hone se jis tarah ka aap kaam kar pate hain usse koi farak pada hai?
Education is necessary, not compulsory. होना चाहिए. एक्चुअली क्या होता है ना, अभी ग्रामांचल में 65-70% अनएजुकेटेड है हमारा इंडिया में. हम जितना रिसर्च जितना पढ़ाई किए हैं, देखे अगर नेसेसरी है, कंपलसरी करना चाहते हैं हम, पंचायत से पार्लियामेंट तक जितना सदस्य आते हैं, लाइक एमएलए, चेयरमैन और सांसद, सबके लिए कंपलसरी होना चाहिए. क्योंकि देख, हमारा पंचायत में एक सवालक शिक्षा आंदोलन हम खुद सुर किए हैं. नो थम इम्प्रेशन ओनली सिग्नेचर.
नो थम इम्प्रेशन
ओनली सिग्नेचर.
तो आपको लगता है ये गुड, ये एक आइडिया, अच्छा आइडिया है कि बुरा आइडिया?
अच्छा आइडिया है, लेकिन अगर होगा तो पंचायत से पार्लियामेंट तक सबके लिए होना चाहिए.
सो यू थिंक इट्स अ गुड आइडिया, लेकिन सबके लिए अप्लाई है, सबके लिए लागू,
सबके लिए होना
चाहिए. सिधि, वुड यू सपोर्ट दैट? यू सी, दिस कुड बी टेकन मोर सीरियसली इफ योर गवर्नमेंट हैड एक्चुअली स्पोकन अबाउट अप्लाइंग इट टू योर लेजिस्लेटर्स, टू योर एमएलएस एज वेल. एंड आई रिमाइंड यू अगेन दैट 23 एमएलएस एंड 2 बीजेपी एमपीज फ्रॉम राजस्थान आर नॉट क्लास 10 पास.
Yeah, that's fine.
So isn't there a hypocrisy in this?
Then I don't think so, because you start from the Panchayat Raj and you go up to the other.
You cannot start penalizing the person at the bottom.
Let us speak. Let us speak. I'm taking questions now for those who have questions.
Please, not let me.
I
think
the change
is from the grassroots level going up to MPs and MLAs, I'm sure. That's also on the agenda. But I think it's better to give this time and see how it progresses and how
it functions. Okay, Kavita, TSR then Kavita. Yeah.
But the state time. Has no competence to legislate on the qualifications of MLA, which is in the national arena. The state has competence to legislate, rightly or wrongly, in the case of sarpanches within the state, number one. I think she has hit the nail on the head. There are people illiterate who become geniuses. Akbar was a genius, Kamaraj was a genius, so many people.
And Kamaraj was, I think, class 5 pass.
Only class 5. Yeah. On the other hand, universally, I don't think we should have a debate whether education is good or bad.
No, that's not the debate.
That's not the debate.
Sir, will you say tomorrow that uneducated voters should not, people should not be allowed to vote?
No, aspirationally, that person is a functionary. Unless you want to change 20 acts, including Panchayati Raj Act today, which means we want to reverse the trend of decentralization.
Okay, Kavita, quick response, and I want to take questions.
Actually, she's an executive.
Okay, let Kavita respond.
She's not
to
a legislator. She's an executive.
So you're saying there's a difference in
the role.
She's
an executive.
Okay, I want to follow up on that. That there is a let's take it forward. That there is a difference. His argument is there's a difference in the duties that are performed by an MLA and an MP, and difference in the currently the duties being performed by a Sarpanch or a Zilla Parishad or a Panchayat Samiti member. Now, are you willing to at least concede that where there is executive responsibility, there is a problem if there is no educational qualification?
There are minutes, records, approval.
Please answer this specific question.
Yeah. See, we have worked with a lot of women who are uneducated, but who have not gone to school, but who have facilitated themselves by either through adult literacy classes, they've taken financial training. It's the duty of the state to do training of all these women for finance.
But would you change their role? Would you change their responsibility?
Number one, the state has failed in even providing this kind of training for finance. Please tell me, even if you're 8th pass, you can't do the financial understanding. You and I can't do it. For a crore rupees, that may come. That requires financial training. Why are we not investing more at that level of financial training, of educational training? Number one.
Okay.
There has been total abdication. Number two, please remember, and I want to come back to the gendered roles. You know, the women, if men are not managing to reach the 8th, you will not expect women, because for several reasons. If there is no girl teacher, the girl will not go to school. How many, you know, out of 1 million tribal girls, one completes 12.
Okay, but Vrinda, on my specific point, that should the role change? Should the executive role
of
the
Sarpanch? I think there are two things here.
Yeah.
I don't think the Panchayat Samiti and Zila Parishad and the Sarpanch can be conflated. They are different.
Yeah.
The roles of the Panchayat Samiti and
Zila
Parishad.
No, I'm only conflating them as the same requirement for both. Yeah.
Only on the Sarpanch.
Yeah.
The Sarpanch actually today, and Mr. TSR has not mentioned that, has at least 3 persons assisting him. We have a Sarpanch here, she can tell us. Naroti is a Sarpanch, she can tell us. They have people who assist them in performing these tasks. It's not as though she has to perform all these tasks by herself. Secondly, maybe the role should be revisited. I agree with that. But it's also true that they have other persons who assist in the performance of that
task. Can I just ask them, Ladu Ramji, yahan pe kaha ja raha hai, aur Naurati ji, aapse bhi poochungi, yahan par kaha ja raha hai ki jo paise ek kharch spending ke liye paise diye jate hain, agar aap padhe likhe na ho to mushkil hoti hai wo
samajh. Sir, main aapko keh raha hu ki जब मैं 7वीं पास हूँ, जब मैंने जो काम करवाया है, जो जितना जो देखना है, पत्थर रेती, उनका पूरा हिसाब रखना पड़ता है. कैसे नहीं होता है? होता है
तो सीख
ले. कैसे नहीं होता? सीखते
हैं. और नौरती, आपसे भी पूछूंगी, ये यही बार बार बोला जा रहा है कि जो 1 करोड़ का जो बजट होता है खर्च करने के लिए, बिना पढ़ाई लिखाई की मुश्किल होता है वो समझना.
मेरे को तो यही समझ में है कि जितना भी टेंडर छूटते, मेरे को कोई दिक्कत नहीं होती है पढ़ाई लिखाई के. मेरे को कोई दिक्कत नहीं होती है. दिक्कत होती है जो एमबी भरने वाला जैन होते हैं, एन होते हैं, नाप चोप करने वाला होते हैं, और जो टेंडर के अंदर जो भी बिल बाउचर आते हैं, नाप चोप का प्रण है. मैं तो एक रुखाड़ी करने वाली हूँ.
आपका आपका नाम बताइए
जी. कमला देवी तिलोने, सरपंच.
तो आप क्या कहेंगी ये सारे विवाद?
आप जैसे एजुकेशन की बात चल रही है वो तो सही है, लेकिन जैसे संतान की बात चल रही है वो भी सही है, टॉयलेट की बात चल रही है वो भी सही है, लेकिन ये बताओ कि आज से 50 सालों से अनपढ़ सरपंच आते आ रहे हैं, जितना एमएलए को एमपी को पता नहीं है, जितना उस बारे में जान सकता है सरपंच गांव का बारे में, गली का बारे में, मोहल्ले का बारे में, और सब जनता की सुनाई कौन कर सकता है? सरपंच। अब सरपंच के लिए पूरा पावर लगा रही है गांव तो, और गवर्नमेंट कह रही है 8 भी होना चाहिए, तो चोरी तो खुद सरकार की सरकार, क्योंकि हम ले आएंगे 8 एक मार्च में लेंगे, पैसे देंगे और 8 एक मार्च में लेके आ जाएंगे। क्या बात कर रहे हो, चोरी तो सरकार है, हमें तो नॉलेज है कि कैसे काम करना है, क्योंकि हमने दो दो बार चुनाव ले लिया, 1100 वोटों से कुछ जीत के आता है, एक बार 500 वोट जीत
के आता है।
सुनो बात, जस्ट वन मिनट, सी जस्ट वन मिनट, सी
शिक्षा वाला बहुत करते
हैं, द रोल ऑफ द सरपंच is many, many things. It's also coordination of all the schemes that are happening. It's coordinating with different
but
sections
like,
of society.
But I think Vrinda Sesh is open to maybe visiting some
one,
of those
rules. No, additional no, see, 1 minute.
Barka, train them. Let them get elected. Listen, okay, train them.
Yeah, Barka,
why should you? Why should you?
No,
Barka, let them get elected and train them.
Can please speak one minute? Barka, please speak one minute.
See, 1 minute. Why should we revisit the sarpanch's role when instead the sarpanches are rising up to the challenge? We should try to give more facilitation.
Siddhi, can I get a word in please, Kavita, she's barely getting to speak.
Panchayat sarkar should be strengthened with more functioning, with more finance.
Can I ask you, you made a comment saying that you feel that if you met more educated people in your area, you'd be able to develop that area more efficiently.
Absolutely.
Give a specific example.
You know, when I first time became an MLA, I was dealing with the urban population.
Yeah.
And I'm an urban MLA. Still, I faced so many problems. Through the bureaucracy, there were certain people, through the people.
How would education make that difference?
I mean, they would be much more aware of what they want. When I used to go to schools and colleges, the girls had no demands, but the teachers had thousandfold demands. Mm. I wanted the girls to come and speak and tell me something what they wanted. There was absolutely silence.
Gulshan, I can see you kind of agreeing with that.
Yeah, you know, this is why I say it's a you are making, these people are making this into a black and white thing.
Yeah.
But the fact is that an educated person
will
be more
aware
is
of
a
the
more
demands.
No, but is a more confident person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is a more, is a person.
What do you mean by educated? School educated?
Okay, come on. Yes. Let's not get trapped in that now.
Other things
we know. The ordinance does not ask for competence. The ordinance asks for a minimal qualification. So that is where the hurts.
Okay, Kavita, let him speak.
Yes.
You know, the reason why, I mean, you may, I may appear to be on both sides.
Yes.
But it is, it's a complex
Indian
issue.
Terms is pretty good.
And my sort of concluding take on this from hearing everything really is that there are much more important issues that we have in this country.
Mm.
And to me, it's much more important to eliminate criminals out of politics
than to be debating
okay.
I just want to take a few questions here. Yes. What do you think as an urban Delhiite? Obviously, you're going to say education is good. But after you've heard these women, are you a bit persuaded otherwise?
No, I mean, I understand the setting might be different. But Rajasthan is the least educated state, as the facts say. But all the people are opposing it so overwhelmingly that no, this should not happen. It's against the constitution and everything. Why not try the same experiment in a state which is a bit more qualified? It's a state like Kerala. Let's see the results over there.
You're saying where the literacy rates are better.
Start. Yeah, because it's a good start. It's a novel start. Let's start it in a state where the education is high. Let's see what it props up. Let's see what the results prop up. If the results are positive, then why not?
I think that's a very sensible
solution. Let's start the question. Vrinda, answer the question. 1 minute, please, everybody. His question is, okay, maybe in Rajasthan, the socioeconomic indices lead to a greater exclusion. Why not experiment in a state which has better criteria?
There are two answers to this. Yes. One, let's start from the Parliament of India. Because they're really dealing with WTO. They're dealing with TRIPS. Because, you know, you need to read a lot of difficult stuff to be able to pass those laws.
Yeah.
So let's start with the Parliament of India. Let's say who remains. So let me finish. Why are we always hurting the poor most?
Absolutely.
And then saying, oh, this is an experiment. Don't experiment on other people's lives. Take the burden on yourself.
Okay. My second point,
you cannot exclude people from democracy. This is the fundamental principle.
That's an absurd argument.
No, just
one.
It's a discriminatory law. It's an absolutely discriminatory.
I agree with you. It will fail on that.
Okay, one minute.
Kerala, it won't work because it is 99.9% there. It won't mean anything there.
Okay, GVL Rao.
I think your program title, We the People, I think have a tradition or a habit of opposing anything radical and new.
GVL, it's 1 minute.
Can we call it We the Literate People? Would you ever call it We the Literate People?
Okay. No, not literate. We the 8th class school pass people. Yeah.
Okay.
That India?
Okay, 1 minute. Question here and then Rohini.
Yeah, I have 2-3 comments. First,
one comment. What's your comment?
Okay, one comment is when people raise the voice about Dalits and backward classes, their main image is B.R. Ambedkar. He's the most educated person who ever came up. Correct. So aren't we being hypocritical?
You're saying it's a good idea.
Of course it's a good idea. And the problem is that we today are glorifying when we bring in people who are uneducated and telling the other people that they can implement them. We are glorifying them.
Okay. Let Rohini take that question. 1 minute.
Tell us.
Kavita, 1 minute.
Ambedkar, very good. K.R. Narayan, very good. It doesn't mean that the women has been resolved.
I got to move on. The question I've got to take a break and we have just 5 minutes left on the show.
Okay.
1 minute, you're on the mic.
No. You're on the mic. You have misunderstood the whole point. 1 minute. You've misunderstood.
Yeah, and then we'll come back to the panel. Yeah,
my question is that instead of bringing about an overnight ban like this, why can't we not provide these people with a group of experts maybe who could provide them with additional knowledge, additional assistance?
Okay. You want to add to that?
It was said that women wouldn't get the representation this way. So don't you think that the women who were mere the dummy candidates of their husbands or their, they could now understand that they are represented in a wrong way.
So you think it's a good idea?
Yeah, I believe.
Okay, Rohini, come in on that and then I have to go into a break. Yeah.
So just 2 quick things. Yeah. So one thing that's interesting is completely missing from the discussion right now is why are they getting elected?
Yeah.
So you could actually think of a completely different way of saying have a lot more voter information. You inform villagers of exactly what the roles are. Tell them how important education is. We have done that. We do see it leads to them more literate candidates enter the fray and they get elected also.
Yeah.
So you could completely say that what you need to do to start with is just inform voters.
Yeah.
The second thing I would say is, and we've done this, it's the educational data currently being filed, because right now you have to file affidavits, is very poor quality. So I think even the fact of what it's going to take in the next 15 days to validate this is very unclear going to happen. And just the last thing on the dummy candidates. We're talking about a lot of women who are not running from reserve seats. These are women who are actually winning against men in unreserved seats.
Yeah. Okay, question here and then break.
Yeah, more than dummy candidates, everyone always knows how to bypass the rules. Like these people mentioned, you bring in a rule. If these people who are now uneducated, they can always pay that 500 rupees, 1000 rupees and get certificates. Yeah. How will the government check out whether each and every person who's given that certificate, whether it's a genuine certificate or not?
I have a question for Ajoy before I slip into a break. You've attacked the BJP for this, but you made a big fuss about Smriti Irani not having a degree and being HRD minister. So if degrees don't matter, why did the Congress? I just want your position clear on this.
And the debate was on the qualification she put up on the on what she was qualified on. First of all, let's not confuse one her education qualification, what she claimed to be educated.
Yeah.
Like you can get 6 days degree in from a Yale or something like that. So the stuff was, no, that was where the issue was. It was not on a qualification.
No, but I remember Ajay Makan saying you can't have an HRD minister without a degree.
But let's see. Again, you know.
It wasn't just about what she said on an affidavit.
But we didn't prevent her from getting elected to the Rajya Sabha. The question is,
You could not have. You can pass such a law in parliament, no?
The question is, we are all missing the point is, I don't think we have the right to prevent people from fighting elections.
Yes.
Yeah. You can empower them, you can give them the resources. Because the voices will be suppressed. If you prevent rickshawwalas, who is going to raise the voices?
GVL Rao, one sentence, I have three minutes left of the show, so come on.
I don't think, personally, it's not violative of constitution. But anyway, Supreme Court is examining it.
One quick sentence, I think it's a damn good idea. But instead of starting from the bottom grassroots level where the education is low, it should start from the MP level first.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay, got to take a break, Gurcharan. Coming back for final comments right after the break in a minute from now. Welcome back. You're watching We the People. We're debating an ordinance in Rajasthan that lays down a minimal educational qualification for local body elections at the Sarpanch and the Zilla Parishad level. Before we get final comments from our panel, a few questions from the audience. Yes.
My question was to Mr. Rao. Sir, don't you think that instead of incentivizing people of society, it will actually create a divide and result in a social backlash?
Is it divisive in philosophy?
I don't think so. But as I said, it's a sort of an experiment. And in the next few weeks, we would know how practical the idea is, if there are certain groups which will actually not get represented.
Okay.
At the very same time, this discussion has become so subjective. There is no clear definition of what qualification is. Let's say somebody who's been left out and whose eighth fail, if he wants to come back into this thing, will we have an entrance test or something like that?
Yeah, I think that's a good point. How do you define qualification?
My point is that an 8th pass qualification in any way does not provide the skills necessary for the administrative functions that a sarpanch has to perform.
Absolutely.
So instead, can't we have a training process or some proficiency test? That is more relevant.
Absolutely.
Because this lady is not even a 5th pass, but she's a lot better than any random 8th class.
Okay, let's start taking last comments. I'll start with you, Siddhi. Is this an experiment? And why the ordinance? Why the hurry? Why the hurry?
I think it's for the change. I will again say that it's for the change. It is to minimalize the financial irregularities. It is to empower with a lot more education, and education is the key, and therefore the bill.
Okay, Rohini, last thoughts.
I think I would urge, there's a lot of evidence out there that we can look at. We can look at a lot of the questions that have been raised in existing evidence of whether we are seeing, on average, educated people making better decisions. What does it mean to have a class 8? And I think you could do that rather than having to have a real-time experiment at the scale of a state.
Okay, go check.
We've had a lot of sound and fury this evening.
Yes.
But I frankly think this is not going to stand up in the court.
Okay, last question here.
Well, I feel, can we say that with education, we'll be able to provide non-corrupt, sincere administrators in
future.
No evidence.
That's what I want to question. Produce non-corrupt, sincere determination?
You want to add to that?
Ma'am, I simply want to say that ki agar ye shuru karna hai, to Delhi se shuru karo na.
Aapko well
proof dikh jayega.
Kavita, some people are opposing it not because they think it's a bad idea, but because they think it's selectively applied. You know, why the most vulnerable section of society? Would you say this is a good idea if it was coming top down instead of bottom up?
See, you cannot wipe out illiteracy through this. You will only eliminate more people. You'll create a more unjust.
Okay, this has
society.
To be the last question.
You require qualifications in every field. You require a qualified principal in school, and you require proper MBAs. Then why not in politics?
Exactly.
You are educating children. Why not your leaders?
Okay, TSR, that's I guess echoing your view. Last thoughts.
Firstly, this reflects, as I said, the failure of the education system.
Yeah.
It's a wake-up call for us now.
Yeah.
This is a computer age, digital age. India is going to be left out because use of computers requires minimal
knowledge.
At the
end of the program, are you persuaded to think otherwise about the ordinance?
No, on the contrary. Ordinance, I think, is ill-drafted in my view.
Yeah.
I think it is violative of Article 14. And I think it is too hasty and it is too jumpy. But the idea behind the article is excellent. It should be pushed.
Okay, question?
Is it filling the gap between the supply side and the demand side? Because if we see the educated people will go for the further prospects. Because being a sarpanch, they won't get they get so much low wages that they can't feed their family of four.
Okay, you want to add to that?
Enough said about the ordinance. My last question to the Rajasthan government is, what are the actual steps taken for the ground level, like
To
educate the children.
Okay, that's a whole different program. Ajoy, last thoughts tonight.
So,
yeah.
First of all, they closed 70,000 schools, so that's the step in reducing education. But the important part is it's evil because it prevents people. That's my fundamental right to fight elections. It's exclusive, and that's not the idea of India at all, and it should be challenged. Both on the road and in the courts, everywhere.
Mr. Rao.
So if something is being tried out as a reform to find solutions to the problems that Panchayati Raj system
and
is
why the ordinance,
grappled with,
why an ordinance?
I personally don't think it's a good idea. It could have easily been passed in assembly. So ordinance is, in any way, getting this bill passed in assembly will not be a problem for the government because it has a big majority.
Vrinda, last thoughts, got to close.
It's quite clear it's an unconstitutional ordinance. It's going to have an impact and exclude people from democracy. It strikes at the foundations of democracy. I'm very curious to know whether BJP thinks this is a reform which I think is draconian and exclusionary is something that they would try out in other states.
Will also. You try it in other states?
No, this is a state government initiative. This is not something that...
So you don't think that idea should be imitated?
Okay. It's a state government, but you won't try it.
Okay, we leave it there.
If this is not reversed.
I have to
make it.
We will know soon enough in the Supreme Court. We will know soon enough in the Supreme Court on Monday as this ordinance gets challenged. I think it's fair to say that the opposition is not to education, and certainly in an ideal world we'd all want educated representatives as well. But in a country where the state has failed to deliver that level playing field, does the proposal become absolutely discriminatory? We leave you with that question. Thank you very much.
Thank you.